Welcome to the SkillsLink podcast, harnessing technology and innovation to better engage students and key stakeholders.
Sarah has recently completed a course with the college in aged care, also completed 120 hours of work placement, and before finishing a work placement, was offered casual and part-time employment with a major local aged care facility. Today I'd like, Sarah, for you to tell me about your learning journey with the college. You know, from the time you first got here to the time now that you're now working, what's been your experience as a student?
Well, to be quite frank, I've loved every minute I've been here. I've had nothing but an excellent experience with all the lecturers and everyone I've worked with. When I started off with the School of Hard Knocks Choir and the lovely Suzanne, who was absolutely amazing. I actually literally cried the first time that I actually went to the School of Hard Knocks Choir because it was just so amazing. And I loved everyone that I worked with. And then I was fortunate enough, Dennis, who was absolutely amazing, and arranged for me to go to Bundaleer, which I'm now working at. Basically, I enjoyed my time there so much, and I love the clients and the staff so much.
Tell me about study, self-paced study, and also participate in some of the courses. Tell me about your experiences there, about attending class and also some of the self-paced learning that you did.
Okay, well, the self-paced learning I didn't have an issue with, obviously, because I've done a lot of courses online, my horticulture certificates and everything like that. What I found most intimidating, to be honest, and people will probably absolutely laugh at this, was coming back to class because I spent 3 years off raising my beautiful three-year-old boy. So the thought of returning to school was a little daunting, but everyone was so kind and so loving and so helpful that it was just so easy to come back, and I've made some wonderful friends as a consequence. So
Today I've been meeting with another group of students who have also, the same as yourself, who virtually completed and in fact they've just finished doing 120 hours of work placement in a facility just recently.
Yeah.
And to see the change in those students is just wonderful. Yeah. And we're very, very fortunate to have organisations like Bundaleer, Sienna Grange, Garden Village and a whole range of other organisations that provide work placement opportunities for our students. Tell me about your experience when you first do work placement, because that's obviously a major change. You've done the study and all of a sudden you're in there, and it is aged care, so that means you're showering residents and a whole range of...
Well, it was actually quite funny. The first time I showered a resident, I thought I would be incredibly intimidated, but it turns out it's actually not that big a deal and it's not that scary at all. So if you're concerned about that, please do not be. And it's the same deal with toileting residents. It's all about basically maintaining their dignity and looking after them and making sure they're comfortable. So once you get yourself into that mindset, it's... And plus, I had great fun taking all our residents out and taking them around the garden and everything. So I had a brilliant time.
And I think that's also an indication of how aged care facilities have changed. It's now moved to being really person-centred. Yeah. You know, people can get up when they want to get up. They can have their cup of tea when they want to have a cup of tea. And I think, and particularly now, and I know some of the wonderful work that we do with our students and our aged care facilities and the dreaded COVID situation challenge that we're all dealing with, it's really important for us all to be really concerned about ensuring the safety of not only ourselves but also our elderly and those that are most vulnerable in the community.
Yes.
So what advice, Sarah, would you give to people thinking about starting a career in the aged care, disability or home and community care sectors?
Well, for starters, I would definitely say come here, because I have had such an amazing experience at the community college and it's been absolutely fantastic. I think the biggest challenge would be don't be scared. It sounds really intimidating. It is not. And you will know pretty much straight away whether you are cut out for it or not and whether it's what resonates with you, because it's also incredibly rewarding and it's not something that anyone should be concerned about getting into or feel like they're not capable of, because with enough training and enough education and enough practice, anyone is capable of genuinely anything.
Well, again, Sarah, let me congratulate you. You're a wonderful example of an individual that saw an opportunity, studied hard, and also recognising that we all have family responsibilities, but we're very proud of you here at the college, and congratulations.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you.
At SkillsLink Training, your dreams are our dreams. Your goals are our goals. Your vision is our vision. Your hopes dreams. Experience the SkillsLink training difference for yourself. Visit your local SkillsLink training website or call 02 6583 7288 because your success is our success.